We are ready to begin 2 Timothy chapter 3. And if you remember, this is Paul's instruction to Timothy to remain as a good soldier in Christ. Okay, he's going to keep, it's a letter of encouragement. Remember, he told him to be instant in season, out of season, and to preach the word. This is a second letter urging him to, one of the commentaries was, be a good soldier, remain a good soldier in Christ. So, to keep that in mind, that's why, back in the second chapter, remember the headings were strong, single-minded, strict, secure. Know the word, he says, know the word, and be ready to tell people about, tell the church, in the church at Ephesus, if you remember. And, Paul left him there, and his job was to instruct the church, and he's told to do the work of an evangelist. So that's just the background here in the start of the second chapter. Has anybody got any questions or comments from anything previous to this? If not, we're going and starting in the third chapter, verse 1. I'm going to read down through 9, verse 1 through 9. And I'm reading out of the NIV. A lot of these things in the first four or five verses here, they're not going to be exactly what the King James has. And I've thought about reading the King James, but all my notes, I've taught this before, and all my notes are right here on my Bible. And so I've got my notes here. I would advise you, if you're teaching, you might want to start a notebook and put your notes in a notebook rather than in your Bible. Because if I ever had to get a new Bible, it would be a nightmare to transfer all these notes. So that was one of the things I ran into here. But I will be able to follow anyway. So 2 Timothy 3, starting in verse 1, out of the NIV. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with them. They are the kind who worm their way into homes and gain control over weak-willed women who are loaded down with sins and are swayed by all kinds of evil desires, always learning but never able to acknowledge the truth. But just as Jannes and Jambres opposed Moses, so also these men oppose the truth. Men of depraved minds who, as far as the faith is concerned, are rejected. But they will not get very far because, as in the case of those men, their folly will be clear to everyone. Okay, mark this. Be aware of this. In the last days, terrible times in the last days. What does he mean by the last days? Today? Yeah, today. What period of time? Why is it called last? Almost always when it talks about the last days, it's talking about the Christian dispensation, the church. Why is it called last? There won't be any other dispensation. After this, we had the patriarchs, but after that we had the Mosaic law, but after that we had the Christian dispensation. After this era, after the era of the church, there won't be any more earthly dispensation. It's all going to end. There'll be heaven or hell. So almost always, when they're talked about the last times, it's talking about the era of the church. Right off the top of my head, I can't think of any time when it uses that phrase. There may be. But most always, when it says in the last days, it's talking about the Christian dispensation. And that's the time in which Paul's writing here. As the church has been established. If you read Matthew 24 and 37, That's the verse that says it'll be as it was in the days of Noah. So it's going to get worse, going to get worse. I've mentioned before that Charles Fry had a sermon on this, one of the classes on this in Van Day's two-week meeting years ago. And he cited this. He says, we're not going to change it. We can see it. We can see it. But we keep ourselves pure. There will be terrible times in the last days. Lovers of themselves, money, we can go down through all these things. If you've got any questions on down through the '30s were brutal. I don't believe the King James. I don't remember what word he used for that. But, headstrong. Okay. We see all these things in society. Love of money. How much does it seem like money is everything? Most everything hinges on money nowadays. Unforgiving, slant, without self-control. Mine says without self-control. How much do we see lack of people disciplining themselves? We see that going by the wayside all the time. Lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Do whatever feels good. That's what we do. That's what our society, that's what mankind does. Whatever feels good. We don't have the discipline to do what God wants. When it all boils down in the end, that's what it's going to amount to, is what God wants. But we see our world getting away from that more and more all the time. It says, having the form of godliness in the fifth verse. Having a form of godliness. So, wolves in sheep's clothing. How many times do you have people being led astray,